Between the traffic sounds, merchants rolling up their gates, and lively Brooklyn sidewalk banter, you might hear marathon cheers. A busy coffee shop. Or one of our street cleaning team at work. These are the sounds of Fab. Welcome to Fab Fulton, the podcast. I'm your host, Craig Bannister, events manager at Fulton Area Business Alliance. This episode features conversations with SBS Commissioner Greg Bishop, Fab Fulton Executive Director Philip Kellogg, and the I Am Fab segment with Safira Melina Hill, owner of Baby Jane. Fulton Area Business Alliance, or FAB, is one of 75 New York City business improvement districts known as BIDs. The New York City BID system is the largest in the country. We talked with the New York City Small Business Services Commissioner, Greg Bishop, whose agency oversees BIDs, to find out how BIDs came into being.
BIDs are, and they were created in the 80s, and I believe the first one was created in 1984. But the genesis of that was a special assessment district. That started during the financial crisis of the 70s, right? The city could not keep up with services.
Okay.
So business districts were struggling. You had dirty corridors. You had corridors that were not, they were not safe to shop. The city was, and for those who were in New York City or you know the history of New York City, you know the city almost went bankrupt. Mm-hmm. So what the commercial sector said was, hey, we want to actually help this, right? If you can help us create a special district, we will take over the responsibilities of, some of the services.
Greg went on to explain how a BID is formed.
Property owners agree to an extra tax that is applied on their property tax. That tax is collected by the city, but it's not kept by the city. The money is then redistributed to an independent 501c3, mm-hmm, that was created as part of the formation process. That 501c3 is the BID, the Business Improvement District. And they are tasked with delivering services for that particular commercial corridor. And those services could be anything from sanitation, additional sanitation services, additional merchant attraction services, security. It all depends on the budget of the BID.
Fab Fulton, established in 2009, is one of 23 BIDs in Brooklyn. When we sat down with Philip Kellogg, Fab Executive Director, he defined the boundaries of this vibrant business district.
It's essentially along Fulton Street in Fort Greene and Clinton Hill. So you're down to Ashland in the western end near downtown Brooklyn, and through the low scale part of Fort Greene and Clinton Hill all the way to Classen Avenue in Bed-Stuy. And we also pick up parts of Lafayette Avenue Green and Putnam Avenues where they intersect in their commercial.
We asked Philip, what was the climate like in this area 10 years ago when FAB began?
First and foremost, I mean, it was just a tough time for us to be starting out in 2008, 2009, right after the economic collapse throughout the country and around the world. So people were really feeling it. Also, this section in Clinton Hill of Fulton Street had undergone a street reconstruction project that was just devastating to the businesses and properties. It was a much needed improvement, but unfortunately the street was torn up for years. Buses rerouted and businesses really affected. So coming into that environment where there was a lot of distrust and frustration with government, even though we're not government, was probably one of our number one challenge.
Philip went on to share some of the common misconceptions about FAB and BIDs in general.
Sometimes people think we have more power than we do. We are a nonprofit organization, and some people think we're government. We certainly do partner with government, and we have the support of government agencies, and we do a lot of our work with government, but we are still an independent nonprofit organization, and sometimes that's not understood.
Some of the FAB initiatives for the merchants and the surrounding community include graffiti removal, additional sanitation services, public safety and public space improvements, holiday lights, merchant advocacy, and more, all to support the small businesses in the Fab Fulton area.
it is so gratifying when we can deliver services to businesses, but we don't always know what's happening with each individual business. Sometimes they don't want to tell us. Sometimes they don't want to tell anybody. But there are resources out there. And we, if we don't have the answer, we have resources, SBS, as well as a lot of other city agencies that we can reach out to for help.
Fab Fulton also produces free community events throughout the year, including an outdoor movie series, kids' concerts, and jazz concerts. I Am Fab profiles the people behind Fab businesses, cultural institutions, and the community at large. This episode features Safira Molina Hill, owner of Baby Jane in Clinton Hill. Hi, Safira. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Craig. It's a pleasure to be here.
How did you come up with the name Baby Jane for your business?
Well, we have another bar in Fort Greene. My husband is the owner of that bar along with our partner, and it's called Dick and Jane's. So at the time when we were shopping our second location around, it just seemed so fitting that we would use Baby Jane for such a small, quaint spot. But also, I had just had a baby, and the baby theme was recurring and sort of a thing in my everyday life, and it just seemed pretty fitting to use Baby Jane.
If you were on an elevator and only had a few seconds to describe Baby Jane to someone before you got off, what would you say?
I would use the words authentic, quaint, quality, warm, cozy.
Sounds like someplace I'd want to be.
Especially in this winter, yes.
Definitely. So quaint, cozy, warm, authentic. And so what would someone find for those who are listening for the first time and haven't been to Baby Jane? What would they find when they walk through your doors?
They would be greeted by the friendliest bartenders. They would find really creative cocktails. We put a lot of time and energy into making sure that we have, you know, wonderful creative syrups and sauces and herbs and spices that we incorporate into the drinks. They would also find that there are a lot of dates here. This seems to be a very popular date spot. There's a lot of love going around, let's just say.
Your staff seems very creative and personable. Are they mostly performer and artist types?
Ooh, yes. We actually have one artist. He's a singer / guitar player, musician, dancer, you name it. He's got all those things. And another one of our bartenders is an artist. She's a painter.
So how often would we find you serving a cocktail at Baby Jane?
I do it. I try not to, but I do it because I spend most of my time here during the day, at night, not looking to go back there and work. However, we do have special events here every now and then, and friends and family will ask me to make them drinks behind the bar, and that's when you'll find me doing it.
Baby Jane is located at 899 Fulton Street in Clinton Hill. The bar is open daily. Follow them on Instagram at BabyJaneBK and visit fabfulton.org for more from this interview with Safira. You have been listening to Fab Fulton, the podcast. Special thanks to our guest, Commissioner Greg Bishop of New York City Small Business Services, Philip Kellogg, Executive Director of Fab, and Safira Molina Hill, owner of Baby Jane. And special thanks to our producer, Angie Brown, and our Brick Media Share producing mentor, Keisha Dutes. This podcast was made possible through the Brick Media Share Grant Program. Fab Fulton is a nonprofit organization representing over 400 small businesses and property owners along the Fulton Street corridor in Brooklyn's neighborhoods of Fort Greene and Clinton Hill. Fab works to support local businesses and bring resources that benefit the entire community. For more information, visit us at fabfulton.org. Until next time, stay fab.